This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting, scientifically proven to be 3 times more entertaining than waxing your grandmother.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
I think grandmothers should be waxed every once in a while, keeps them clean and shiny and new. Hey, welcome to the program. It's the Ron Van Dam Show, let's face it. Thanks for being here. I'm going to entertain you for the next 30 minutes. I don't know how, but I'll figure it out. If you're really good, I'll be serving ice cream at the end of the program. You know that's not going to happen, don't you? Okay, that's enough music. Let's get started. Got a lot to say, so let's get started. Oh my God. Yesterday, I hate it when people do that. Oh my God. It's like, whoa, stop everything because you've got an oh my God going on. Chill out. Nothing's worth an oh my God. I mean, stop it. Is that a phrase from the Bible? Oh my God? Maybe. Anyway, oh my God, Omicron. So I went to my mailbox. I'm old enough where I still deal with the postal service. I know millennials don't. They pay their bills online. They do everything online. I pay my bills with a check. I know. How old am I? I like a record of the money that's leaving my bank account. Just one of those people. I just like to keep track of my money. I don't know. Call me crazy. Anyway, so I went to my mailbox, which is in front of my house. If my mailbox was in front of somebody else's house, that would be odd. So I go into the mailbox. I open it up. There are about 20 catalogs in there. Now, I got to tell you something. I don't buy from catalogs ever. There were magazines that apparently I've subscribed to, but I never really did. Field and Stream. That's nice. The hell are you sending me that for? Field and Stream. All right, here's a field. Here's a stream. Do we need a magazine about this? Come on, man. And something else. Camping Life. I don't camp. I don't camp and I don't have a life. Why are you sending me that mag? Who? How did this happen? The problem is that if you subscribe to one magazine, you'll get 20 different ones because they're all connected somehow. So I'm getting all these mag. What a waste of paper. I don't know where magazines come from, but you people, I mean, like, why are you just sending me stuff I'm not going to pay for because I never asked for it? What are you doing that for? And the rest of the stuff in the mailbox was junk mail. I don't really mind junk mail as most as others do. I know some people that actually open up their junk mail, and I don't know why. Perhaps you have way too much time on your hands. There's nothing ever good in that stuff. A lot of political stuff going on. Apparently, according to the Postal Service, I'm getting mail from candidates I didn't even know were running. I don't know who the hell they are. It's like a postcard, and it says, and it's got a picture of the candidate, and they better be dressed well, because that's all we've got to go by. And it says, vote for me. And I, you know, my immediate question is, why? Yeah, based on the fact you sent me a postcard with your picture on it and a little phrase underneath your chin that says, vote for me, I'm stupid enough just to say, why, sure. You went to the trouble of sending me a postcard. Who sent me the nicest junk mail? I'll vote for you. I mean, seriously, I think most of America does vote that way. Well, I've heard of that person. They sent me a piece of junk mail, so I have heard of them, and they must be good. No. This is so stupid. People are spending money because there are stupid people who actually fall for this crap. They do. I'm getting an offer to have every credit card ever conceived by man. I don't need all those credit cards. I don't want your credit cards. Stop sending me credit cards. Stop sending me things that say on the envelope, important for Ron Van Dam only. If someone else opens up this envelope, it's punishable by law. I mean, is this a summons to appear in court? What is it? And I open it up. You know, for just a dollar a day, you can have full-term life insurance. What? This is important and no one else can open it up? Mail is so fraudulent. They must think that we're all incredibly stupid. Actually, they're right. Because most of America is indeed incredibly stupid. It's not hard to see that that's the case. It's just, mail has become very demeaning. It's just, how stupid do you think I really am? You send me something in the mail and I'm supposed to go, ooh. I mean, no. Here's my rule for those that send junk mail. If I get a piece of junk mail from you, you're on my list for people that I will never deal with. You have immediately offended me by thinking that I'm stupid enough to engage business with you based on a postcard. It doesn't work like that. Not in my world. I went to the post office and I bought some forever stamps. These stamps should be good forever according to their title. And they are. So I'm just mailing everything because I got a lot of forever stamps. I like the forever concept. It's a great word. I mean, no one lives forever, but the concept is alive. You know, you can use these stamps forever. Well, yeah, as long as I'm alive, I guess I can. There is no, I'll love you forever. No, that's going to be a limited time there. It doesn't work like that. Till death do us part? No. Forever. No, we in the vows we said I'll love you forever. I was a wedding videographer for decades with a very successful business. And I would go to church I would joke with people, you know. I go to church every single weekend. Oh, Ron, are you very religious? No, I'm a wedding videographer. Oh, you silly man. I thought that you were religious. No, me? No, come on. So I'd videotape stuff going on in the church. Yeah, and I never saw any miracles, never videotaped any miracles. I thought if they were going to happen, it would happen in the church. No. Nothing caught on tape. Anyway, the bride and the groom would be up on the altar, and I don't remember what religious facet this was, which denomination it was. I think it was $5 bill. And the priest is up there. And the bride and the groom are facing, and they're doing the vows. And the priest made this big thing about the fact that the woman was created from one of the man's ribs. And I thought, well, that is a miracle. Can we see that on tape here? I mean, can I videotape this? How do you make a whole person out of a guy's rib? That's like spontaneous rib combustion or something. But the bride is just standing there, and she has to honor and obey him. It was a very sexist cult that was going on here. And I, as I was videotaping, because I have a lot to do, you know, so stuff is going on, I'm videotaping. Lots going through my head. And I'm thinking, why didn't the bride just, like, throw the bouquet on the ground on the altar and just leave and say, I'm not putting up with this crap. why are you demeaning me here publicly in front of all my friends and family, telling that I'm the creation of his rib, and that I must honor and obey him? I mean, but no, in society we just go, oh, it's tradition, whatever. No, don't think like that. Yeah, women are demeaned all the time. I mean, this is the way it's been through history. And now, you know, it's like, ugh. I respect women. I do. I so much do. And you know why I respect women? Because I don't bear children. I don't. There's no way that I can have a child, a fetus, hanging out in my stomach. Because I don't have a uterus. There's no other place for the fetus to go. I can't do it. I'm physically not. I got the ribs to make women, apparently, but I don't have. I cannot contain a fetus. Women can. They have these little things living inside them. I mean, God. I mean, normally you would take some medicine. That would be a parasite. So that's just a concept that women go through. That is like. It must be a wonderful feeling for a woman. I don't know. I'm not a woman. But at the same time, it's like, whoa. If you've ever seen the movie Alien, it should freak you out. And then you go into a hospital or into the bathroom, whatever, and you deliver this child, this good size. Man, sometimes when I have too much cheese, I'll sit on the toilet like for half an hour just trying to squeeze that sucker out. I can't imagine the feeling of trying to push a baby through the birth canal with my muscles. Oh, God. Women go through a lot. Not only that, but they go through menopause. Oddly enough, men don't go through menopause. Women go through menopause. Again, you know, even the terminology doesn't make sense. They got the hot flashes. The hot flashes. Wow. They have to get tested. They have to have mammograms on a regular basis. I don't. I thought at one point, well, men have to have colonoscopies to test for colon cancer. So do women. I respect women so much because of all of that stuff. They put their bodies through these natural situations. Men put their bodies through nothing. Unless you go to the gym and you're working on the abs. Other than that, men put their bodies through nothing. Nothing. The only thing men suffer from in their lifetime, normally, is if by mistake you get kicked in the balls. That is an excruciating pain that women will never understand. But that's it. I mean, that's about the extent of it. So I respect women, man. Oh, I sure do. They go through a lot. Not only that. Men get up in the morning, brush their teeth, comb their hair, maybe shower, maybe not. And that's it. Women got to go through this whole ritual, this pagan ritual of putting makeup on their face, foundation that they apply with a chisel, and then powder on top of that, and they got to talcum powder their whole body. Oh, my God. They have to put... They think that they don't look good enough to be in public until they've put the clown makeup on. I don't know if that's a psychological burden. Perhaps it's, well, if other women do it, I got to do it. Otherwise, I'm going to look pale and ridiculous compared to the other women walking around with the makeup. Their hair has to be perfect. Does a guy's hair have to be perfect? No, we don't give a shit. But a woman, they got to be perfect. It's got to be the right color. Every hair has to be in place, unless you like the messy look, but that's a distinctive look. You have to look messy just right. women have to be concerned about what their clothing is. It's got to have wardrobe. Men don't have wardrobes. They got shirts and pants. Women have wardrobes. 55, 75, 750 pairs of shoes. Men, sneakers, dress shoes, and some loafers. Maybe a sandal or two. The burden on the woman is incredible. Physically, they go through a lot. A lot. They wear high heels. Men don't wear high heels. They won't do that. Women have to shove their feet at a 90-degree angle into a shoe and wear it around all day and function in it and walk in it. I don't know why they do that to themselves, but they do. Another physical attribute of hell for the woman. They got to put lipstick on. I can't go out without my lipstick. Why do you have to accentuate your lips? I just do. Men don't do that. Women got to do a lot of stuff. I've never shaved down in my private area. I've never shaved my legs. Maybe I should. I don't know. I have a few male friends. None of them shave their legs. I'll tell you that's the case. And I know that they don't shave the hair around their testicles. Women do this. They do this. They shave their legs. Now, I think that's a great thing, but why are women doing it, but men don't shave their legs at all? They don't have to do that. It's you know, we're talking about equality, but there ain't none. That's why I respect women. I do. I do. They go through a lot more. And they should be the real breadwinners of the world. They should be the people in power, because they are. Because they can hold sex over the man. You can use that anytime, and you'll always win. I don't understand the dichotomy here. Women rule the world. They rule every man there is. Men need to have women around them for many purposes. I don't think women really need the men that much. I just don't. It's the man that's got to be careful what he says. She can say whatever she wants. He can't. You got to be careful. Otherwise, you're going to be sleeping by yourself, and you'll be alone. You be careful what you say to that woman. She rules. Women rule. So why isn't life like that, really? Why aren't men the secondary things? Once again, if I were only the Pope, I got a lot of pontificating to do. I'm a pontificator. I don't know if it's a real word. Doesn't make any difference. I'm not trying to make a joke here. I really do honor women. They really have earned the respect without question. I'm a guy, so I see things through the eyes of a man. I think all women are beautiful. I think that all women are sexy. I don't think that all women think that all men are beautiful. I just don't. Women have been engraced with the physical beauty as well as the inner beauty. Men, not much outer beauty going on here. A lot of inner beauty. As a matter of fact, if you ask a man what attracts you to a woman, he will name a body part. Every time. If you ask a woman what she finds attractive about a man, she'll say his kindness and his sense of humor. She doesn't mention body parts. Not that she's not attracted to some of those things, but it ain't on the top of the list. And that's another example of why women should be ruling and men should just be kind of on the leash, pooping on the lawn. I don't know, but somehow this all got topsy-turvied way back in biblical times. Because in the Bible, there's a lot of stuff going on where the women are simply accessories. I don't know, but we're still following that stuff. I don't know. I'm taking a sip of water because I can only talk for so long without wetting my whistle. I don't know what wetting your whistle means. I guess my mouth is my whistle. Is that where I whistle? I don't understand these phrases. There's so many phrases I don't understand. I don't even deal with it. I don't use phrases. I really don't. I get confused by them. There's one phrase that I always get wrong. It's six of one, half a dozen of another, or six dozen of that, and nearly half a dozen eggs involved. Six of one makes a dozen of another. I don't know. I don't know what the expression is. I don't even know why I would use it. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. If you drop the basket, all the eggs are going to crack and you'll have no eggs. I get that one. I understand that. I've dropped a lot of baskets in my life and had to go out looking for more eggs. So I get that. I did a show a couple of weeks ago talking about the phrase, this isn't my first rodeo. And I still to this day wonder why we're using the rodeo, something that doesn't really exist in too many places, nobody really goes to, as a phrase that denotes that this is not my first time, I know what I'm doing. I don't know how the rodeo got involved as far as going to one. That one throws me for a loop as well. I think most of these phrases came out of a prior generation, and I can't blame them because most of them no longer exist. So it's tough to question where these phrases came from. We don't have phrases anymore. We just have little clue words. That's the newest generation, is we don't say the word. We just use the letters of the word to figure out what we're really saying. Like, oh my God, which is a stupid thing to say anyway, we do OMG. And it has nothing to do with the social media thing or texting, where OMG saves you some time from spelling out the whole word. We say this verbally to someone. Hi, Bob. Oh my G. Yesterday. OMG. Yesterday. Why are you saying, oh, what are you doing? And then making up their own words. Yeah, that's woke. I still don't know what that means. I still don't know. To me, woke is I got up out of bed and I started my day. It's all I know. You woke me up. I'm sorry, did I wake you up? Yes, you woke me up. I'm woke. I'm woke now. That's a whole thing. I don't even know what it means. Don't even use it. I don't use it that way. Then Michael Jackson comes along. Oh, Mike, you did a lot of weird things, Mike. Michael Jackson comes along, does this song, Bad. I don't know if it was the album or a song or what the hell it was, but it was Bad. And for some reason, for all of life, the word bad, very distinctly, without question, meant that it's not good. It's bad. It's awful. Michael Jackson comes along, does a little moonwalk, sings a song, and all of a sudden, bad means good. Oh no. Mike, you fucked this up. Hey, that's bad. Well, now I don't know what you mean. Is it good or bad? I mean, it's bad. Hey, but that doesn't mean anything anymore. Hey, that song is bad. I know, it sucks. No, it's bad. Whoa. They never went the full course, though. They never took the word good, and good meant it was bad. They never did that. They should have. If you're going to, don't go halfway. You're going to screw up the language. Do it on both sides, you know. Did you like that song? Yeah, it's really good. I know, it sucked. No, I just said it was good. No, yeah, I know. I agree with you. It sucked. Oh, my God. It didn't. Oh, my God. OMG. Didn't go that far. The English language has always been bastardized because we're a bunch of bastards. I went to England decades ago. They're very strange over there. They make everything like way too familiar. The television, we call it here TV for short, because that's what we do with the initials. In England, it was a telly. That's a very affectionate phrase for a television set. the telly. Wow, okay. I get every culture has its own thing going on. But you put it all together and nothing makes any sense. Why don't you just use the language that was written for you? I don't know. Apparently it's too much. It's way too much. Too much. It's too much. It's just way too much. It's like people spend their time just taking the English language and just making it all weird. I've talked about this before as well. You go to any town, there's a Washington Street, there's a Lincoln Street sometimes, but always a Washington Street, that's the main street. The rest of the presidents, not so much. We seem to name streets a lot after trees. We're into tree street naming. We are. It's how we do it. Elm Street. Every town has an Elm Street. Maple Street. We got that. Oak Street. That's certainly... we're into tree street naming here. In the town that is next to me, they have an Oak Street, and then they have an Oak Street Extension. Oh, okay. Whoa. Couldn't come up with another name, could you? And then there's Oak Terrace, Oak Avenue, Oak Road, Oak Boulevard. I mean, come up with another name. Why do you have to just change the... They're all streets. What's the boulevard, the road, the circle? Stop it. I was looking for Washington Boulevard. No, it's Washington Street. Oh, no. Oh, no. I was looking for Washington Boulevard. That's on the other side of town. It's Washington Street. I should have. Oh, God. They didn't tell me the... I don't know. We just run out of names for things, I guess. I've also talked about this before. If you ever want a website domain, good luck. They're all taken. Try taking your name and putting a .com at the end. I don't care how weird or how strange or how stupid your last name is. You'll still find that it's already taken. That is very demeaning. You're very special. No one is like you. Unless you're searching for a .com domain, then it's taken. God. And then they make suggestions online about what you can use if you are, in other words, ronvandam.com, I actually have that. But if I didn't, it would make the suggestion, well, how about ronvandam.schmuck? That's available. Yeah, that's always available. Because who would want that? .biz, .tv, .schmuck. It's too much, man. It's too much. All right, I'm just about out of time for today. Tomorrow, I'm going to be back with a brand new program, and I hope that you join me then. But until that time arrives, this has got to stop. Have yourselves a wonderful day. By the way, be careful what you eat tonight. That's all I'm saying. I got to tell you why. Last night, I had this. Every once in a while, do you get this like hankering? I don't know if that is a proper word. You want to have, you know, oh boy, I want Chinese food tonight. Oh, I just, for some reason, someone was talking about it and I want it. Well, yesterday it was like, oh, I want a steak. I haven't had a steak in a long time. I want a steak. So I went to the supermarket, not just the market, but the super one. And I bought this this ribeye steak. Ooh, ribeye. I don't know what that means, but fine. So so I take the steak home. Beautiful looking steak. Beautiful looking steak. Put it on the grill. Cooked it perfectly. Nice charred on the outside and the inside nice and red. And put it on the plate, cut into it, ate it. And all of a sudden, I'm feeling this fatty kind of thing on the roof of my mouth. I felt sick afterwards. I will never have steak again. It is fatty crap. Did you ever take a steak or hamburger meat and put it in a refrigerator, and then you open the refrigerator the next morning and you look at what's in that little container and it's all white pus? No, I ain't doing that to myself anymore. I felt sick. Still don't feel too well right now because of that freaking steak. So that's what I'm saying, man. Be careful what you eat. And be careful what you wish for. I'll be back tomorrow. Brand new show. Thank you so much. Have yourself a wonderful day. Wish you peace.